around the perimeter here against this 2-3 zone. Nice give back to Colling, who drives and scores and draws the foul. Beautiful bounce pass.
Tonight, the winter season tips off in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Sandy Creek Cougars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rasmussen left-hand dribble, and then his jump pass knocked away by Matt Moore. Moore in for the layup and scores. Matt Moore with 6 points. Boy, did he get up in the air.
Kearney Catholic girls finished the state runner-ups last season and won their second straight volleyball title last month. Well, the boys are starting a new era under their first-year head coach, Scott Carlin. Sandy Creek's boys will rely on a strong backcourt, while the girls have won 2 of the last 4 state titles in Class C2. It's the Cougars and Stars coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Goode live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. The 2013-14 winter sports season tips off tonight with the opening round quarterfinal matchup in the Grand Island Central Catholic pre-holiday or early season tournament, as it is called. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, as Kearney Catholic welcomes in Sandy Creek. This has been an interesting matchup over the years, as these teams have played, as you heard in the open, so many times in the state tournament, face each other here in this preseason tournament that also features Lincoln Lutheran and Grand Island Central Catholic playing each other tonight. Also, Wood River and Centura are playing tonight. And then the other matchup is a little different. There's Norfolk Catholic will play the winner of this game tomorrow night over at Sandy Creek. There is not an eighth team, so the loser won't get a game tomorrow, but will play again on Saturday. On the boys' side in Lincoln tonight, Parkview Christian, who is state-rated in the top 5 in D2, is taking on one of those travel teams that have come over from Australia. You may remember that a couple of years ago, one came over and played a couple of games in the East, came out to Ravenna and played a couple of games in this area. So Kearney Catholic could be playing a team from Australia tomorrow night in the second round of this tournament, win-lose on the boys' side. There are 8 teams. So basketball all over the place tonight, a little bit of wrestling getting going, and we're glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Kearney Catholic, they're coming off a state volleyball championship just like they did last year. For Kearney Catholic, they went to the state finals last year where they fell to Pierce, a team that beat them twice, and they lost to Seward. That was their season last year. They had one weekend where they lost back-to-back nights to Pierce and Seward and then lost again in the state finals. For Sandy Creek, they lose their top scorer in Michaela Shaw, and Coach Russ Neinmeier knows he's got to find some scores. He's got scrappy kids. He's got quick kids. I think you're going to see neither team with a big post player tonight. Morgan Dixon stands at 5'11 for Sandy Creek. And Kearney Catholic, who's used to having 6 foot, 6'1, 6'1 down along the post. Well, Bailey Sokolowski, Theron Baum, and Megan Anderson are all graduated. And so kind of like the volleyball team, you'll know some of the names and the faces for Kearney Catholic, but they did not see near the significant varsity minutes like they will see this year outside of maybe Allie Prasoski, Whitney Colling, and then you'll see Shayla Connor in the starting lineup. Morgan Studi will play as well. We'll take a look at those starters and get you ready for the 2013 winter sports season after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Fairfield, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, they can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, the starting lineup for the Cougars of Sandy Creek. Number 11 is a 5'6 senior, Connor Lowry. Number 25 is a 5'5 sophomore in Hope Swoboda. Number 35 is a 5'9 junior, Taylor Henricks. Number 41 is a 5'11 senior, Morgan Dixon. And number 45 is a 5'9 junior, Krista Johnson. The longtime head coach at Sandy Creek is Russ Neinmeyer, assisted by Jeremy Bohr and Crystal Hassenstraub. For Kearney Catholic, number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6" junior, is Whitney Colling. Number 41 is a 5'8" sophomore in Maddie Squires, and number 44, a 5'8" junior, in Kayla Shundoff. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. Kearney Catholic is ranked third in the Omaha World Herald and ninth in the Lincoln Journal Star after their run to the state finals last year. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by your friends at Five Points Bank in Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney. Well, tomorrow, as we said, we will go over to Sandy Creek and give you the Kearney Catholic games. If the girls win, then they will be taking on Norfolk Catholic. If Sandy Creek wins, we're going to bring you that game as well tomorrow. And then the boys' game against either the Australian team or against Parkview Christian. And then Saturday afternoon, or depending on how things go the next 2 days, they play at Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday, and we will have those games for you as well. And also Saturday, the finals of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. So we're looking forward to getting things off on the right foot. Also a reminder, Kearney High opens the season tomorrow night against state-rated Bellevue West. In fact, the West ladies are ranked number one in the preseason. That doubleheader can be heard on ESPN 1460 beginning Friday night at 5 o'clock. Tonight on ESPN, it's NFL football as the Jaguars take on the Texans, kicking off in just a little over an hour at 7:25. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
A day that has had some major undertaking, if you haven't heard of the sports world. Obviously, Florida State quarterback Jameson Winston will not have charges pressed against him. Former South African President Nelson Mandela passed away today. That is dominating the news coverage. And the UNK volleyball team up 2 games to none, lost in 5 sets, 15-11 to Central Missouri in the NCAA Regionals in Duluth, Minnesota. The home white with the green and gold trim for Kearney Catholic, the traveling red with white trim for Sandy Creek, and we're ready to get the season underway. Austin Bacon puts the ball in the air. Tim Higgins, our other official, the ball battled for, and Kearney Catholic will receive the opening tip. Sandy Creek's going to come out, try to pick up man-to-man. Prasoski drives the lane, runs into her own player, Connor, and still makes the shot. So the Stars getting off to a quick start, and Prasoski will get them on the board with a 2-0 lead. Getting the ball the other way, Sandy Creek works against that Kearney Catholic zone, takes a three to start it off, but it's up and good by Connor Lowry from the right wing, and Sandy Creek has their first lead at 3-2, both teams hitting their first shots of the season, and as Maddie Squires gets isolated one-on-one, we've got a hand check foul on Morgan Dixon. Dixon, the 5'11 senior post player, that ought to be pretty physical down there with Squires, our first foul of the game. Whitney Colley with the basketball on the left-hand dribble, tries to dribble through that double team, and as they double down, she's grabbed on the arm. So two quick fouls here. And that's also going to be on Dixon, and that is not what Coach Neinmeyer needed to see. Two fouls on his tallest post player in the first 30 seconds. Man-to-man will be played by the Cougars mostly the whole game. The Stars very rarely at any point in the season get out of their zone. Crossover dribble. Colling comes down the lane. The one-hand floater draws some contact with Johnson. The ball's off the mark and gets booted out of bounds off Sandy Creek. And Johnson a little slow to get up. I think she got kicked in the midsection there. And she is probably going to have to come out of the ball game. When Prasoski elevated, she either got her with her foot or her knee and rolled her down to the ground. And so she's just got to catch her breath, come to the sideline, and coming in will be Sadie Swoboda. Sadie's a 5'7 sophomore. And Kearney Catholic will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it all the way up top to Maddie Squires. And a travel. Squires trying to catch the ball, backpedaled an extra step on the first turnover of the season. So Sandy Creek will take it out on the far side. The Stars will apply some backcourt pressure, see if they can force some turnovers and get an early big lead. Inbounds pass. Colling tried to steal it, but Connor Lowry comes away with it. Now it's 3-on-2 the other way. Pull-up jumper. Swoboda from 16 and hits it. Sadie comes in off the bench, drills the bucket, and Sandy Creek's up 5-2. Colling pushes the ball up the floor. No pressure in the backcourt. Three-pointer. Maddie Squires is on the way. It's well off the mark, and the rebound will be yanked down by Morgan Dixon. Stars have never been afraid, guys or gals, to shoot the three, and it doesn't matter if you're a post player or a guard, so that won't be unusual. 5-second count on here, and Hope Swoboda better do something with the ball. Finally backs away from Prasoski just long enough. Gets it over to Sadie. Sadie and Hope Swoboda both in there, trying to lob it down low on the post. The ball will be knocked away by Shundoff, looking for Henricks on the entry pass. 90 seconds in, it's 5-2 Sandy Creek. And back into the ball game, after catching your breath, will be Krista Johnson. And Sadie Swoboda will come right back out after contributing a bucket. 5-2 Cougars, indoor bounce pass, back door, shot up and in, and a foul to go along with it. Taylor Henricks with a chance for a three-point play, and the Cougars are 3-for-3 to start the season. Coach Neinmeyer told me he's got to find some shooters. Well, maybe they're just game-time shooters. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Kayla Shundoff. Try and pick up who that foul was on for you. 7-2, Cougars with the lead. Lob over to the right side, Maddie Squires. Try to get it down to the low block. The ball will be knocked away. Stars turn it over. Sandy Creek wants to run, but they don't have numbers. Henricks pulls up, drops it into the paint, trying to get it there into Dixon, but the Stars steal it back in the first turnover for the Cougars. Prasoski will bring it up. One-on-one against Taylor Henricks. Switches it off to the left side, trying to get it to Connor. The ball knocked away and going in for the uncontested layup. Connor Lowry, and she'll score. 5 points for Lowry. Three straight turnovers for the Stars, and it is 9-2 Cougars. And we're going to have a whole new set of girls coming in here for Coach Rick Petrie, which I don't think is a surprise. He's got to find some depth anyway. Prasoski for three, and she'll nail it. Allie has both buckets here for Kearney Catholic, and it's 9-5 Sandy Creek. 5.5 to go here, and the outlet pass is turned over by the Cougars. So sometimes on opening night, 9-5 would be your first quarter score. We haven't even played 2.5 minutes, and the Stars will rotate in. Here's Morgan Studi, freshman Caitlin Long. She's your 6-footer, the tallest player on the team. 5'10 freshman Anna Squires comes in. Kylie Teal, another freshman, is in there. And Studi quickly fires a three in transition. It's no good. Ball is kicked out of bounds. Staying in the lineup was Whitney Colling. So Colling, the junior, you've got three freshmen in there right now. And Studi and Colling as juniors. Inbounds pass comes to the high post. Squires gives it off here to Kylie Teal. Her pocket is picked. Fast break, two on one. Left-handed scoop shot blocked and taken away. Getting it right back there will be Kylie Teal as she blocked it and taken away up to Anna Squires. Back to Kylie. The Teal girls, and of course they're related to those All-Staters from Wahoo. These Teal girls are going to be part of the future of the program here, and we've got a hand check foul down low on the baseline against Sandy Creek. It'll be called on Taylor Henricks, her first, the third on Sandy Creek. And Kearney Catholic will take it out on the sideline. Throwing it in is Teal. Gets it to Studi, right back to Teal. Down on the low block to Long, turnaround jumper in traffic, and her first varsity shot is up and in. Caitlin Long with the bucket. 9-7 Sandy Creek. Pocket picked at midcourt. Studi will throw it back to Colling. Three on one. Bounce pass underneath to Long, and she is going to be called for the travel. That was a tough break there for Long. The bounce pass didn't really bounce, and it stayed right low to the floor, about a foot off the ground. She was trying to gather it and stop her momentum and couldn't get that all done at the same time. 4:35 to go here, first quarter. 9-7 Sandy Creek. And didn't take these gals long. We told you that there's not a lot of height, a lot of new kids out there for the Stars. Both teams will be fast and scrappy, and that's kind of what we're seeing here. We've already had the seven total turnovers, seen some good scoring, a lot of reaching right now. With the ball up top is going to be Swoboda. Hope gets it into the right-hand corner to Lowry. Lowry drives right elbow, puts it up off the glass and scores. Connor has seven of her team's 11 points. 11-7 Cougars. We're not even midway through the first. Colling baseline to baseline, and she'll be fouled as she takes it to the hoop on the low block left side. And the foul will be called on Hope Swoboda, her first and the team's fourth, and our first free throws will belong to Whitney Colling. She'll shoot two, and the first one is on the way and in. Checking in now for Sandy Creek will be Sadie Swoboda again, and also checking in Erica Harms. Colling now with her second free throw.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium as we lost our connection. Apologize for that. We've got a timeout by Sandy Creek because they've turned it over on their last three possessions here. And with 3:07 to go here in the first quarter, Sandy Creek has decided to call the game's first timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. While you were away, Morgan Studi went to the line and hit two free throws. Kearney Catholic is currently on an 11-2 run after falling down 9-2. They're now up 13-11. And we're glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And there is a problem with the clock. And they'll reset it now, approximating it to 3:03. That's close enough. Scott Carlin will join us at halftime, the new first-year coach of the Kearney Catholic boys, as they take on Sandy Creek in our second game at approximately 7:45. So, Kearney Catholic 6 turnovers, Sandy Creek 5. Connor Lowry has 7 points for Sandy Creek and 5 for Ali Prasoski to lead the way for the Stars. Sandy Creek with a basketball. As we get back to action, they trail 13-11 here in our girls' game opening night of action. Driving into the lane and drawing the foul on the shot will be Erica Harms. There's a patented play that Coach Russ Neinmeyer's probably ran since the first day he ever coached a girls' team. Run the high pick off the elbow and hit the flasher down the paint. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. We apologize if we miss some of the fouls here. They do not post them on the board, and we'll try and get that rectified. So when we don't see the person the foul's called on, that's why. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Erica Harms hits one of two free throws. It's 13-12 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Up the floor of the basketball, Allie Prasoski, who's checked back into the ball game and coming out was calling. Little give and go back up for a three. Prasoski buries a second one. So Kearney Catholic has hit three threes, and it's now 16-12 in favor of the Stars. They lead it by 4. Up the floor, baseball pass onto the left-hand wing. Back up top, rotating it around the perimeter into the hands of Harms. Harms looks inside, nothing there. Back up top to Henricks. Three-pointer on the way by Lowry. It's too strong. Backside rebound to Morgan Studi. And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3-for-3. 11 points for Ali Prasoski. The Stars are 4-of-6 from downtown. And all of a sudden, their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead. Taking it right to the hoop at the other end is Henricks. Her shot's a little strong off the heel. Anna Squires will grab the rebound. Up the floor. How about another three? And it's good. And Coach Russ Neinmeyer calls the timeout. What do? You got to get a hand in the face of him. But Studi hits the three. Teal hits the three. And Prasoski hits three threes. And the Stars go on a huge run here in the last 3 minutes. 22-12 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be back after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, glad to have you with us for the opening night of high school basketball. And it is Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic in a shooting display here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek was up 9-2. Now they find themselves down by 10. The Stars have went on a 20-3 run. And they've done that by hitting 4 consecutive three-pointers. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball on the floor. Great job over there. And a travel finally called. Krista Johnson on her knees. Had to do a behind the back just to shuffle it out of there. And then as she got rid of it, a travel called on the Cougars. Turnovers even at 6 apiece. So can Kearney Catholic continue to rattle those threes home? Checking in, Michelle Messbarger. Shunned off back in. Connor back in. Squires back in. Messbarger in the corner. She wants a three, and it is good. From the hip, the sophomore Michelle Messbarger hits the Stars' fifth consecutive three. We're going to play all season and might not see a 25-point quarter. The Stars have done it here in the opening quarter of the season as Shayla Connor gets a block shot out of bounds at the other end. And just when Sandy Creek had to feel good about the start they have, they look up and find themselves down 13. Sandy Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Right side jumper for three. Lowry off the iron, no good. Backside rebound, Maddie Squires will grab her first. She'll find Connor with a left-hand dribble up the floor. Fires it over right side. Prasoski actually is going to attack the hoop. Runs into trouble. Throws up the shot. No good. And they're going to call Shayla Connor over the back here for her tap out to the outside. As the rookie hazing continues here at Cope Gymnasium. 25-12. Stars with three team fouls. Five have been called on Sandy Creek. 50 seconds to go, first quarter, 25-12, Kearney Catholic. They break the press, and a layup at the other end is good for Sadie Swoboda. Nice job there by Sandy Creek. They're as good. It doesn't really matter what they have. They're taught and schooled on the press, how to break it, how to run it. And that has been the bread and butter as the Stars lob it low post to Connor, out to Messbarger. That three is missed, but a backside rebound on the air ball. Shundoff has it back up and in. So the Stars finally missed a three-pointer after making five in a row, but they still get a bucket on the offensive board. Now coast-to-coast, another nice pass underneath. Assist Taylor Hendricks as she gets it to Sadie Swoboda for the layup. 9 seconds to go. Stars at midcourt still have time for a shot. Connor into the double team to Prasoski. She comes down the lane, puts up the one-hand runner, no good. Tip try, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play, where we have 43 total points on the board. It is Kearney Catholic 27, Sandy Creek 16. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
High school basketball on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, and Fairfield, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic, an 11-point lead to start the second quarter, but Sandy Creek will get the ball. Each team had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. 1 of 3 from three-point land for Sandy Creek, 6 of 9 for Kearney Catholic, and that's the major number. 11 points for Allie Prasoski to lead the way. Lowry was 7, Sadie Swoboda was 6. For Sandy Creek, who has the ball in the corner. 17-footer on the way. Hendricks rattles in and out, no good. Offensive rebound up and in, and Morgan Dixon draws the foul. It'll be the first free throw attempt for Dixon, and the foul called on Caitlin Long. That'll be the 4th team foul on Kearney Catholic. And a chance for a three-point play here for Dixon. Again, Sandy Creek jumped out 9-2, but Kearney Catholic went on a 23-3 run to turn things away as the free throw grazes the front of the rim but won't go. And Caitlin Long will have the rebound. Kearney Catholic out-rebounded Sandy Creek 6-2 in the first quarter. That's because there wasn't anything to rebound for Sandy Creek. Atta Squires works the ball in the left-hand corner against the man-to-man defense of Hendricks. Gets the ball back out top. Give and go underneath. Wide open layup. It's in for Whitney Colling. And the Stars looking really good here after the first 2 minutes. And now on the pressure, it's stolen away, but missing the layup is Studi. She gets the rebound, kicks it out for a three by Teal. It's no good. Offensive rebound for another three is no good by Studi. And finally brought down by Connor Lowry. And up the floor comes Sandy Creek trying to run it. Shot blocked by Anna Squires, then throws it back into the court of play all the way out to midcourt. It's run down by Hope Swoboda. And a little free-for-all now as the teams are turning it up a notch here in the first minute of the second quarter. 29-18, Kearney Catholic. We're going to see how good a shape these gals are in. Stars have already used 11 players, I believe, as Sandy Creek throws it into the backcourt here, and Lowry will track it down. Putting a little pressure on with that zone trap, but they'll throw over the top of it. Left-hand dribble, Hope Swoboda. They try to double-team her. The ball knocked away by Calling. Studi will come up with it. Up to Whitney. One-on-two to the hoop. Puts it up, no good. Well defended by Sandy Creek. And Dixon with a rebound. Outlet pass, three on none. Up ahead, the layup is good for Sadie Swoboda. She's scoring, but she's got some good passes to her, and she's now got eight. 29-20. The winner plays Norfolk Catholic tomorrow. Here's Kylie Teal for the three. No good. So the Stars made five in a row. Now they've missed four in a row. Ball goes out of bounds. And they'll say it's off of Anna Squires, who is laying on the floor. Sandy Creek basketball. Checking back in for the Cougars, Krista Johnson. For Sandy Creek, again, losing Michaela Shaw. I mean, a couple of years ago, they had such an outstanding team. You see some of those girls playing college ball, including at Hastings College. Michaela was kind of the only leftover from the state championship team, but averaged over 24 points a game, I think it was last year, as the Stars steal the ball. And then we get a jump ball, and the ball is going to be Sandy Creek's. Not even sure I'll mark that as a steal. We'll just call that a jump ball. It's Kearney Catholic. Yes, it will be a turnover on Sandy Creek. So 6:05 to go here in the second quarter, 29-20 Stars. But without Shaw, now they've got to find some scoring. And so far, Coach Neimeyer's got to be pleased that they have survived the barrage of threes at the moment, as the jumper in the corner from 18 is no good by Studi. The ball punched out of bounds by Sandy Creek. Again, Kearney Catholic, six threes in the first. You can't panic. You just have to play good defense and work your way back in it, because the odds of any team shooting that well, especially from outside the arc, are almost nil. And so Sandy Creek, who was down by 13, now down by 9. Inbound Stars. They'll bounce pass it into Anna Squires. Seven-footer, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Another jump ball. And the arrow, Dixon, tied up with Long. It'll be Sandy Creek possession. Again, tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, we'll have the Kearney Catholic games. And if the girls of Sandy Creek win, we'll bring you their game. Unfortunately, there isn't eight teams on the girls' side of this tournament. So whoever loses this will have Friday night off. They'll have to practice. And we'll have two games for tomorrow. And then Saturday, we'll also have the Kearney Catholic games from the Grand Island Central Catholic Gymnasium. The last possible tip time is at 3. And we've got a host of folks into the game for the Stars. And a reach-in foul called on Shayla Connor, her second. So on the floor now, Maddie Squires, Kayla Shundoff, Prasoski, Connor, and Jordan Streit. The freshman makes her first appearance. We'll also have Kearney and Bellevue West tomorrow on ESPN Radio starting at 5. And the ball stolen away. Prasoski in the backcourt. Picks it up, fires it over to Streit. She'll score. Jordan, another freshman on this roster. All five freshmen out of the five that have suited up have scored. And a foul on Maddie Squires in the backcourt. This is where the Stars, and it's been this way for years, if they've got this many kids, and it's kind of like the guys, if they've got this many kids that they can play, they're not concerned with the fouls. They believe that the turnovers you can force in the backcourt or even at three-quarter court more than offset for maybe a couple extra free throws in the game. And here's Kayla Shundoff stepping in front of a pass at midcourt. Teal picks it up, goes to Prasoski, who lays it up and in. Great job by the Stars all the way around there. And Allie Prusoski now with 13 in the game, and the lead is back to 13, 33-20. Shundoff made a whale of a steal, and she gets another one here, and all of a sudden, Sandy Creek having trouble with the pressure. The Stars were turning it over early. Here's Streit. Needs somebody to fire it to. Gets it back out top to Prusoski against the man-to-man. Swings it over to Squires. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Streit drives the middle of the lane, has her pocket picked by Krista Johnson. First turnover of the quarter for the Stars. Johnson pushes it up the floor, but the numbers aren't there. I think you can see Sandy Creek already starting to get a little tired here. They went with seven girls against the 11 at the other end. And Lowry will bury a three, just as we say that. The third bucket of the quarter here for Sandy Creek. 33-23. Stars for three. Kylie Teal, no good. Connor Strite rebound, and she's fouled on the putback. That's one thing that Sandy Creek can't afford tonight, and that's to give the Stars second and third opportunities. And at the line will be Jordan Strite to shoot two. First one is off the front of the iron, no good. And checking in for Sandy Creek, Tiffany Schwer and Erica Harms. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats. We'll preview the boys' game with Kearney Catholic coach Scott Carlin. And the second free throw by Jordan Strite is up, and it is in. 4:15 to go, first half. It's 34-23. Kearney Catholic girls leading it here. A couple of hot shooting teams early on. Kearney Catholic wrestling team will be in action the next two nights. Go to Elwood Friday and then over to Broken Bow Saturday. Sandy Creek will toss it into midcourt here off the deflection. They'll get it to Connor Lowry, working on the freshman Strite. Lowry, the senior, rotates it around to the left-hand corner to Tiff Schwer, and Schwer took an extra step. Six turnovers here in the quarter. Sandy Creek did a great job starting this game, taking care of the ball. But since then, they've got a total of 10 turnovers in about the last 7 minutes. As Kylie Teal dribbles it all the way down to the low block left side. Short jumper, no good. Ball batted out of bounds off the hands of Dixon. And Kearney Catholic gets another inbounds underneath their hoop. This is the opening night of high school basketball. As Prasoski throws it in, Squires cutting, has it blocked. And I believe getting a hand on that one was Harms for Sandy Creek. It rattled off the glass, and Sandy Creek picks up the loose ball. They'll break the pressure over the top to Krista Johnson. Johnson looking for her point guard. Jordan Strite knocks it away. Outlet pass, Prasoski goes in for the layup and scores. Allie Prasoski with 15 here in the first half. Give credit to some of these youngsters. Their defense has really been stellar. And Sandy Creek turns it over again as the pass goes into the Kearney Catholic bench. Russ Neinmeyer's already used two of his timeouts in the first quarter. And on opening night, coaches want to win, but they got to have, obviously, a little leeway. They know it's a teaching process. As Prasoski pulls up the top of the key, swings it to Shundoff, right wing, back up top to Strite. Jordan brings it down the paint, gets a little hip check, and the shot no good, but she'll go to the line, and she'll shoot two. One of two at the line, has 3 points. The foul is on Krista Johnson. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way, but this is a two-shot foul. And it is on the way and hits the front of the rim and rolls over for Jordan Strite. 37-23. Anna Squires back in. Kearney Catholic has already used 11 players in the game. Second free throw, no good. And then over the back on the rebound is Maddie Squires. And now we walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Her second foul. Clock is still running. And they'll have to put a little more time on that. As going to the line will be Krista Johnson. She's one of three on the night. And checking in will be Sadie Swoboda. And checking out, Tiff Schwer. And at the line, Krista Johnson now to shoot the 1-1. And the first free throw is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Squires. Outlet pass to the left wing. She'll find Kylie Teal, brings it across the timeline, finds the double team, back to Squires, handed to the free throw line, leaves it off for Maddie, her three-pointer. High off the iron, no good. Stars have missed all four here in the quarter. Getting the rebound, Morgan Dixon dishes it off as she falls to the ground and trying to break the press, Sandy Creek throws it too long and out of bounds. Calling and Long back in now for the Stars. And right back in, Hope Swoboda for Sandy Creek. 37-23, Kearney Catholic. 2:27 to go here in the first half of play. As Whitney Colling has it on the right side of the key, dumps it into the corner. Anna Squires bounces off of her. and out of bounds. Just the second turnover. As many turnovers as Sandy Creek has had lately, it's been the opposite. The Stars turned it over quite often in the first 4 minutes and then found themselves down 9-2. They only have three turnovers here in about 12 minutes. As the ball is swatted away, and they'll get it right back. Up ahead they go to Teal. One more bounce pass. There were too many Stars in the area, so they have to run it down into the corner. Then it's stolen away. Coming out of there with it is Sadie Swoboda. Up ahead, it's a one-on-one. Lowry takes it in. Shot's going to be blocked out of there by Morgan Studi, and the Stars come away with a basketball. On the left wing, they'll get it to Studi into the corner. 16-footer on the way, and good for Anna Squires. Her first bucket of the season. 39-23. Kearney Catholic has scored six in a row. Up the floor, Hope Swoboda. On the wing, three-pointer Lowry. Connor off the heel, it's no good. Offensive rebound, Hope Swoboda, and she'll draw the foul. Going to the line to shoot two. And the foul will be on Caitlin Long, her second. And for Hope, she's looking for her first point of the basketball game. It's on the way, and it's good. And that breaks a 6-0 run by the Stars. Shunned off, back in, and Mackenzie Smith will check in. Smith missed all of last year with a knee injury. Got opened on the opening, I can't remember if it was the opening day or the opening week, but it was right away to start basketball practice last year. Second free throw is up and in. Swoboda hits them both. Kearney Catholic pushes the ball up the floor. Smith swings it over on the left wing, driving in Colling. Little one-hand runner, high archer for the 5'5 junior. She'll put it up and in. Calling now with 5 points. 1:10 to go here in the first half. 41-25, Kearney Catholic. Coming across the timeline, Hope Swoboda draws the double team. Smith in there trying to force the jump ball. We get the jump ball, and it'll be Kearney Catholic ball on the alternate possession. And to throw it in for the Stars will be Shundoff. Whitney Calling in between the circles. Swings it to the right side to Squires and into the corner to Smith. McKenzie with a left-hand dribble. Fires it back up top to Studi. Down to the low block. Squires back up top. Studi for three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound clanks around, and it'll be Whitney Calling to pick it up. Rotate it backside. Shundoff's there. Throws it up. No good. Got her own rebound. Missed it a second time. Ball still loose. Dixon trying to corral it, and she finally does. Outlet pass into the front court. Looking to take the shot, they'll kick it out for three, and they'll say no good because of a travel. Sandy Creek has not taken the foot off the gas, even though it may have created a few turnovers here in the second quarter. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Squires for three. Anna's off the mark that time. Rebound right back into the hands of Studi, who will lay it up and in. Sandy Creek tried to keep it from going out of bounds, and it cost him 2 points. At the other end, 5 seconds. Sandy Creek bounce pass underneath. The ball kicked, and there's 3 seconds here for Sandy Creek to take out underneath their own hoop, so that's plenty of time. Run a regular inbounds play. Usually you just want the one pass and a shot. Lowry's wide open over here in the corner. They'll lob it out to Dixon, over to Lowry, and she won't get the shot away before the buzzer sounds, and we are at halftime. I think Coach Russ Neinmeyer, if you told him they had 25 points at halftime, he'd be pleased. But unfortunately, a three-point barrage and then turnovers in the second quarter have allowed Kearney Catholic to put up 43. And at the half, on opening night, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 43, the Sandy Creek Lady Cougars 25. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business, home, or residential. Ravenna Sanitation. Well, at halftime of our girls' game, it is Kearney Catholic 43 and Sandy Creek 25. Coming up next, the boys' game at 7:45. Kearney Catholic Sandy Creek will do battle there, and it will be the debut. He's got to got a Bo Pelini because he had one coaching gig last year because Don Lease was sick a game, and they beat Loup City, although that was crazy.
I'm 1-0.
You're 1-0. That's the bottom line, like Bo was, and then maybe things will be different after that. But Scott Carlin going to make his official debut tonight. And are you nervous?
It's setting in a little bit, but not as bad as when I'm watching our girls get up and down. It reminds me it's just a game again.
I was going to say, you know what? If your boys shoot like these girls do, you're going to have no problem.
I hope we shoot this well.
let me ask you, because Coach Lease is still going to be on the bench with you. Obviously, folks know your dad, Bill Wehr. Where does your coaching knowledge come from? Even though Dad isn't a basketball coach, where are you taking what you're going to implement this year?
Some from Coach Lee, some from my dad, some from other coaches. I mean, been around sports my entire life, so I think anytime you're around it, you just steal some from everything. So,
anything that we'll see that's a little bit different?
You know, at some point, you know, we're going to just walk the ball up. I think that might be the first time in 25 years we might walk the ball up, but it might be out of necessity, out of fatigue a little bit, because it feels like when you change a little bit, even if they're just little tweaks here and there, it takes you 30 minutes where you think it takes 10. And all of a sudden, that takes away from conditioning at the end of the day.
You don't have a lot of big kids on the team. Holt Meyer continues to grow for you at 6'2". He'll be your tallest guy in there with a number of minutes. So this team looks once again to be kind of like what we've seen for the last few years. It's going to have to be scrappy. It's going to have to play tight defense. And it's going to have to be quick. Do you still have the players? I know you got some returning starters from last year. Is that the makeup of the team?
Yeah, I really think it is. Probably the one thing that's a little disappointing and is on the rosters, Brady Holtmeyer is listed as a senior instead of a freshman. I'd like to have him around a few more years than just this year. But, no, we really are. We have some quick guys, and we'll like to get up in pressure and try to get up and down as much as we can.
Who do you lean on this year? David Squires, Alex Lease, Brian Hoosman last year really were some solid basketball players that you lost. You'll have Matt Moore back, and as we said, Blake, and there's some kids here that did see some minutes. Who are you going to have to lean on early?
We're going to have to lean on our seniors, especially Matt Moore, Derek Jackson, Blake Holtmeyer. Derek came off the bench some more for us last year, but we're going to have to lean on those three while the other guys get their feet wet, get a little more experience. And if we can do that, I think we'll be okay.
How deep do you feel you are right now? Some teams want to play 10-11 the first couple of games to see what they got. Some people play 10-11 because they need to. Others say, I might only be able to play 6 or 7. What's your thought right now?
I think we're anywhere from 8 to 11 or 12 right now. But, again, it kind of depends once you get out there and see who can handle a little bit of pressure. You got a little crowd here, so we'll see who can step up and who says, oh, I'm just a practice player this year.
Sandy Creek, you know a little bit about them. They've got some pretty good guards returning. What can you tell us about the Cougars?
You know, they're always going to be very tough defensively. Coach Schwarzenegger does a great job down there with their defense. Traditionally, they've played very tight man-to-man. Made it tough on you in the half court down there in that Southern Nebraska Conference with Sutton stuff. You have to play man-to-man, seems like, and then they're very physical. So we're going to be prepared for a lot of things like that. But with some of the rule changes in college, I don't know how many teams are going to go to some zone stuff. It trickles down because you never know how that's going to happen. So we've prepared just kind of the gamut just in case. So we'll have to see what they come out in this.
You get 3 games in 3 days no matter what happens. Is that what this team needs?
Partially, yeah. We need some guys just to get some varsity experience that means something. I mean, guys got some mop-up duty last time quite a bit of the time, but we need some meaningful minutes from a lot of these guys. And I think that this weekend can provide that.
We're talking with Scott Carlin, who will be the new boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic this year. What are you looking for tonight?
Obviously we want the win, but we got to see some improvement. You know, Monday we struggled on some few things in our Jamboree game, and, you know, we worked on those hard the past few days. And
what were some of those things?
Rebounding was a big one. I guess hitting the open guy, using some court spacing. At times we just overloaded one side of the court and had nobody on the other, which is fine if the ball's on the other and you've got an ISO situation, but fortunately we were playing four and four and a half the court at times, and that was really detrimental to us.
All right, Scott, we'll talk to you after the ball game, and look forward to another great season. Best of luck, buddy.
Thanks. Sounds good. Take care. Thanks.
Scott Carlin, he is the new head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, and their game will be coming up next at about 7:45 here on Classic Hits. Halftime of the girls' game, Kearney Catholic 43, Sandy Creek 25. We'll look at the numbers after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look.
For service, savings, and selection.
Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Let's take a look at the first half stats that we have for you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For Sandy Creek, Connor Lowry leads the way with 10 points, one rebound. She's hit two threes, both threes for the team. Sadie Swoboda has 8 points. Hope Swoboda, 2 points and a rebound. Erica Harms, 1 point, one rebound, one block. Taylor Henricks, 2 points. And Morgan Dixon, 2 points, six rebounds. Two rebounds in the first quarter, seven in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3 point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first, 12 in the second for Sandy Creek. 16 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, the Cougars have 25 points, 9 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3 point land, 1 block, and 18 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, I have Michelle Messbarger with a 3-pointer. Shayla Connor has a blocked shot. Jordan Streit has 4 points and a rebound. Allie Prasoski leads all scorers with 15 points. She's hit three threes, has a rebound. Whitney Colling, 5 points and a rebound. Morgan Studi, 7 points, two rebounds and a block. Kylie Teal, a 3-point bucket and a block. Anna Squires, 2 points, three rebounds and a block. Maddie Squires has a rebound. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points, three rebounds. And Caitlin Long, 2 points, two rebounds. I had the Stars for 6 rebounds in the first quarter and 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, that's how you do it. 6 of 9 in the first, 0 of 6 in the second. Turnover, 6 of the first, 3 in the second. Kearney Catholic had 27 points in that first quarter when they hit 6 threes. 16 in the second. At the half, 43 points, 14 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 6 of 15 from 3-point land, 4 blocks and 9 turnovers. And at the half, Kearney Catholic, a 43-25 lead over Sandy Creek. And that is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And the second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And the second half is underway. Sandy Creek, unfortunately, the Cougars turn it over immediately, and the Stars will waste no time with a three-pointer that is up and in by Whitney Colling. She now has 8 points in the basketball game, and it's 46-25, the Stars with their largest lead at 21. Sandy Creek seeing a Stars defense off the pick and roll down low, shot no good by Dixon. And then Prasoski comes out of there after the putback was missed by Dixon. Prasoski brings the ball off the floor, tries to go behind her back, and it's stolen away. Coming in there on the double team, Taylor Henricks goes in for the uncontested layup and scores. Henricks now with her second bucket, and it's 46-27. As Colling will bring the ball up a left-hand dribble, her natural left-handed player up to Maddie Squires, over to Prasoski. Again, earlier today, the UNK volleyball team dropped a five-setter in the NCAA tournament after being up 2-0 against Central Missouri. Couldn't finish. As the Stars try to lob it down low to Maddie Squires, it's a little too much of a lead and out of bounds. More backcourt pressure being put on here by the Stars as Sandy Creek will get the ball in to Hope Swoboda up the left sideline, and a blocking foul called as she gets across the timeline. And it's going to be on Prasoski, it looks like. First foul of the second half. And the first foul of the game on Alley. Fans continue to filter in. Boys game will be next. Pick and roll off the inbounds. And we have got a block shot. Trying to take it in is Taylor Henricks. And it looks like Shayla Connor is the one that forced the tie-up. And the jump ball arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So they'll take it over with 6:42 to go here in the third quarter. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on the opening night of the high school basketball season from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. As driving in, Maddie Squires down the right side of the lane, puts the one-hand runner up, no good. Ball rebounded by Morgan Dixon, her game-high eighth. Battle for it at the back court, almost stolen away, but now the Cougars have it. Spot up for a three. Lowry hits it. Connor with all three threes here in the game for Sandy Creek. And they've cut it back down to 16, 46-30, and trying to go coast to coast the other way. The shot is up and kind of slips out of the hands there. Colling deflected out by Sandy Creek, so the Stars will take it. Shayla Connor to throw it in. Shayla goes on the low block to Shundoff, tries to get it out to Prasoski, and the ball goes into the back court, and they're going to call over and back saying that it was not tipped by the Cougars. So the Stars, three turnovers here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Again, the winner will play Norfolk Catholic tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, and we'll have it for you from Sandy Creek here on Classic Hits. As Dixon tries to force it inside to Hope Swoboda, it's deflected back out to her, to Lowry, reverse it on the left wing to Johnson. Krista, one dribble, looking inside, needs some help, and coming out to take the ball, Swoboda, and they'll reset it. Shundoff pokes it away, but it goes right over to Henricks. Taylor to the free throw line, open jumper from 15 is good for Morgan Dixon, her second bucket. And it's 46-32, so six in a row here for the Cougars. And it's a 14-point ball game. In fact, let's give them more than that. It was 46-23. That's nine in a row. And Shayla Connor on the low block goes in with a left-handed layup and puts an end to that run. And it's 48-32. So Sandy Creek now going to call a timeout. Coach Neidmeyer says, hey, we came out, gave up a three on the first possession, and we cut it all the way back down to 14. Let's take a breather and see what we can do. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 5:17 to go here in the third quarter. It's Kearney Catholic 48, Sandy Creek 32. We'll be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
From Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. I want to thank all the fine sponsors, as always. Athletic Director Rick Petrie, who's also the girls' basketball coach, and everyone here for their hospitality as we settle in for another basketball season. Sandy Creek out of the timeout, trying to get another little run going here after their 9-0 run just got snapped. Down to the low block to Dixon. She's got two people on her, throws it out top. Lowry's open for the three, and it's good. Connor Lowry with her fourth three. She's got 16 points, and that cuts the lead to 13, 48-35. So it was 23 just about 2.5 minutes ago, and the Cougars are clawing their way back. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense getting tighter on the high post. Elbow left. It's Anna Squires. Backdoor cut. Nice pass, Prasoski, but Connor couldn't get the rebound to go. Then she got hit by her own teammate to get the rebound. And she's going to be fouled on the second attempt by the Cougars. And it's going to go on Connor Lowry, her first. Shayla Connor to the line for the first time here this evening. And the free throw is up and no good. Checking in for the Stars will be Kylie Teal. She must have shrunk from volleyball season. She was 6 foot, I think, or 5'11 on the volleyball program, and they've got her typed in at 5'8, so I'm guessing whoever wore that number last year didn't get changed in the program. The free throw's no good. The rebound is brought down by Morgan Dixon, and then she's fouled by Anna Squires. So here comes Sandy Creek off the foul. Up the floor with it. Ball tapped away from behind. Anna Squires comes up with a loose ball. Goes to Studi underneath. Connor's open. Jumper good. Shayla with the last two buckets here for the Stars. And it's 50-35, Kearney Catholic. Pressure in the backcourt again. Hope Swoboda. Ball knocked away. Swoboda trying to run it down. Not near as quick. And then Shayla Connor just takes her out on the ground, diving for the ball. That'll be her third foul. And that's how the Cougars, you know, you make that run. Well, you can make a run if you don't let Kearney Catholic score and then slap that press on. Connor's going to come out, and the sophomore Michelle Messbarger will come in. And the inbounds pass for the Cougars. Studi all over Lowry. Long outlet pass into the front court. Right side, Hope Swoboda. Bounce pass over to Henricks. Henricks comes to the baseline, cut off. Takes it back out around the perimeter against the Kearney Catholic zone. Three-pointer on the way, and it's off the iron that time. No good by Johnson, and the rebound finds its way into the hands of Morgan Studi. To Maddie Squires, long three in transition is no good. Rebound yanked down by Henricks. Outlet pass, 2-on-1. Ball tipped by Maddie Squires. And now in the paint, Squires will block the shot of Krista Johnson. Johnson was unsure what to do. She wanted to pass it, and now the Stars run, and Messbarger's shot is no good. And the ball will go out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. So the pace has picked back up, and back in Sadie Swoboda and Erica Harms for Sandy Creek. And here comes Caitlin Long for Kearney Catholic. So Long, Kylie Teal, Messbarger, Anna Squires, and Studion for Kearney Catholic. For the Cougars, it is Sadie and Hope Swoboda as they break the press. Here's Lowry, pulls up from nine. It's too strong. Dixon with the rebound. Also out there is Harms. The ball is whistled a jump ball, and it'll be Sandy Creek's as Lowry and Kylie Teal tie it up. 3:10 to go in the third, 50-35. Lady Stars lead Sandy Creek. Inbounds pass stolen away at the top of the circle by Studi. Outlet Messbarger. Open layup is good. And Michelle with 5 points now, and the Stars up by 17, 52-35. Up the floor, breaking that press quickly is Swoboda. Finds the trailer Lowry. Over on the wing, Sadie Swoboda from 12. No good. Ball tipped into the hands of Caitlin Long. Her third rebound. Outlet pass to Teal. 2-on-3. Kicks it into the left-hand corner. Messbarger, nice crossover dribble. And hits the little 11-footer. Messbarger, beauty crossover. Because the Stars surely didn't have numbers, but she was able to shake the double team. And it's 54-35, so the 13-point cushion is up to 19 as Lowry cuts into it with another three. She's got three threes here in the quarter, trying to keep the Cougars close. 19 game-high points for Connor Lowry, the 5'6 senior, 54-38. And at the other end, a foul on a three-point attempt. Coming up, Erica Harms whistled for the foul, And at the line will be Morgan Studi to shoot three free throws. She hit two of two in the first. 2:14 to go here, third quarter, 54-38. First free throw short. Boys game will follow at approximately 7:45. Second free throw coming up. And Studi puts this one up, and that's good. Now checking in for Sandy Creek will be Addie Kuta, a 5'10 freshman. Give Dixon a little bit of a breather. And now the third free throw is up, and it dances in. So two of three there for Morgan Studi. And that'll make it, should make it 56-38. Or a point down on the scoreboard right now. 2:14 to go as they adjust that. In the third quarter. Third quarter, we've got this kind of score on opening night. You don't see it very often. You might see one team press the heck out of another team, and the Stars are doing that. They get a steal here with Anna Squires. But Sandy Creek, they're playing decent. They just got to take better care of the basketball. And now the Stars nearly turn it over, and they do, trying to save the over and back. Ball still loose. Sandy Creek couldn't grab it. Now the Stars have numbers. 4-on-3. Kylie Teal into the right-hand corner. Messbarger. Drop step. Bounce pass to Squires at the top of the key. Reverse at left-hand corner. Kylie Teal for the three. Just a tad short. Fight for the loose ball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Sandy Creek. They're battling for it, but they just can't control the rock as it goes off of Sadie Swoboda. And Whitney Colling will throw it in here for Kearney Catholic. Probably try to get it right back to her. You usually don't have your shortest player throw the ball in. She'll get it into Long, who is trapped in the forest, and a jump ball. Arrow points the way at Kearney Catholic. Long was in there with three defenders on her and nowhere to go. She got bailed out by the jump because a three-second violation was about ready to take place. Krista Johnson re-enters now for Sandy Creek. Harms is out. Inbounds pass, lob to the top of the key for Long. Into the right-hand corner, Messbarger down to the low post. Trapped ball off the foot, and Sandy Creek picks it up as Squires had nowhere to go. Turnover number four of the quarter for the Stars, 13 of the game. Cougars push the ball to the top of the circle with Hope Swoboda trying to get out of that double team, and the ball is going to be grabbed and stripped away there by Messbarger, and then she got caught up with her feet and traveled. So the teams exchanged turnovers there. That's just one of those hustle plays. Messbarger lost her balance because she made the steal and just never really got control of that basketball, trying to go too fast. 56-38, Kearney Catholic. They were up 27-16 after hitting six three-pointers in the first quarter. And the Cougars have been trying to battle back ever since. They were down by as much as 23, and Anna Squires with another steal. That's 25 turnovers by the Cougars. And at the other end, the shot partially blocked in there by Connor Lowry. And out of bounds it goes to the Stars. Re-entering the game for the Cougars, Taylor Henricks. And we're going to have a timeout here by Kearney Catholic. 1:03 to go in quarter number three. And your score is Kearney Catholic 56, Sandy Creek 38. We'll be right back.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National Bank.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Grant Sparks with you as we've got 1:03 to go in the third quarter of our girls game. And Kearney Catholic leading Sandy Creek 56-38. Stars out of the timeout off the inbounds. Kylie Teal spots up for three, can't get it away, drives baseline. Cut off there and called for travel. Krista Johnson cutting off that baseline. And so Sandy Creek will take over. See what they can get done here. Long outlet pass, dump it underneath. Short jumper is up, and it is in for Addie Kuta. Her first shot of the game is good, 56-40. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Stars back on offense, left wing. Squires tries to go up top, little miscommunication. Ball stolen away by Taylor Henricks, goes in, and the shot is good. Contested there by Messbarger, but Hendricks gave her the little jump stop, let her fly by, and it's 56-42. Stars back-to-back buckets by the Cougars. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Messbarger down low to Long. Long triple teamed again and sneaking in to grab the ball, but also called for a foul is Sadie Swoboda. Team fouls are even at three apiece. And at the line to shoot two, they called that on the shot. Kaylin Long puts up the free throws. So probably getting a little benefit of the doubt there. First one was no good. Second one now on the way for Long. And the freshman puts that one up, and it's no good. But a long rebound comes out to Messbarger. They'll kick it out top for a three-pointer. Kylie Teal squares and scores her second three of the ball game. Down to 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Hendricks being guarded by Colling. Midcourt, everybody on her. Lobs it into the corner, and the ball is lost away by Sandy Creek. Kearney Catholic from the top of the key down to Colling, and she can't get a shot away before the buzzer. And that is the end of the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 59, Sandy Creek 42 here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And Doug Gouda back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney Catholic leading Sandy Creek by a score of 59-42. I have them 8 of 19 from three-point land. Heck, Sandy Creek's 5 of 8. They were 3 of 4 last quarter. Both teams are shooting the ball pretty well tonight, and Sandy Creek gets the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. But they've been playing between about 12 and 20 down the whole second and third quarter as the ball's kicked out of bounds. Connor Lowry has 5 threes for Sandy Creek and 19 points. 15 points for Allie Prusoski, all in the first half for Kearney Catholic. 10 for Morgan Studi, and then pretty balanced after that. As Sandy Creek throws it in, there's a fight for it, and we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. That is the 27th turnover, according to my book, for the Cougars. Kearney Catholic has 16 after they turned it over 7 times last quarter. Sandy Creek turned it over 8. But not surprising, the tempo we've had in this basketball game. Very tight, tough defense. Sandy Creek's man zone for Kearney Catholic. And a three-pointer is up and in. Kylie Teal, her third three. The ninth of the game for the Stars. And it's 62-42, the lead back to 20. After the Cougars got it down to 12, Lowry tries to answer, but that three skips in and out, no good. Defensive board by Maddie Squires. Tries to get it to Prusoski, and it's knocked away, almost out of bounds. Prusoski runs it down after Hendricks puts some backcourt pressure on. Up ahead, Teal left alone again for three. That one, though, is no good. Backside rebound, Shundoff has it, and then another jump ball is called as she is tied up underneath there. Let's see what the call is. I think they do give a jump ball, yes, as Hope Swoboda and Shundoff were tied up. The arrow points the way of Sandy Creek. 62-42 with 6:58 to go here in the basketball game. When we're done, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats and get you ready for the boys' game. Top of the circle, Cougars, and uh-oh. Connor got rolled up in the lane, but she got up okay. I thought maybe she had twisted something. The shot no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires, and here come the Stars again. now up comfortably. Three-pointer pull-up, and Prosaski hits her fourth. She'd hit three in the first quarter, and her fourth one right there gives her a team-high 18 points, and that's the 10th three of opening night here for Kearney Catholic, equaling their largest lead at 65-42. It's been a game of runs here in this opening night contest. Let's see if the Cougars can get one going. 18-footer straight away by Hope Swoboda is no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. Allie pushes the ball right down the middle of the floor to the top of the key. Swings it in the left-hand corner. Another three. Kylie Teal is up. No good. Long rebound comes down to Hendricks. And the Cougars want to walk the ball up. And the Stars off the miss will get back in the half court. They've played man-to-man a little bit more here in the second half with that lead. A good practice for Coach Petrie and his ball club. On the right wing with it. Cougars roll it over to Lowry. Lowry back up top to Johnson. They sag on Krista. Tries to drive the double team on the drive, but they don't bite. Back out top to Swoboda. 5.5 to go in a game. 65-42 Stars. Top of the circle. Drop step. Driving in. Putting up the runner. And scoring is Taylor Hendricks using the square. She's got her eighth point. And that's the first bucket here of the fourth quarter for Sandy Creek. And another timeout by Kearney Catholic. 5:17 to go in the ball game. Stars will sub in. They lead at 65-44.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
65-44, Kearney Catholic out of the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Stars have Studi, Prasoski, Connor, Maddie Squires, and Shundoff out there. So maybe another possession or two for the starters to give them some time as Coach Petrie started them, and then there's been a lot of rotation since against the man-to-man. High pick and roll, Shundoff to Connor, kicks it out to Maddie Squires, who parries a three. Her first bucket of the season, and the 11th three-pointer tonight for Kearney Catholic, 68-44. They may need that against Norfolk Catholic, who's traditionally a tall ball club. We'll have it at 6 tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Inside shot is no good by Swoboda. Offensive rebound put up by Hope Swoboda, no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. She's double-teamed in the backcourt, needs some help. The ball gets away, and it's out of bounds off the Stars. Their first turnover here in the fourth quarter. Mackenzie Smith back in for Kearney Catholic, as well as McKenna Butler checking in. Of course, Butler missed a lot of time last year after injuring her collarbone in a JV game and didn't get back till the very end of the season. So a couple of the girls that were injured a lot last year both coming in there. Top of the key, they'll get it to Harms. Harms left-handed dribble, drives and draws the blocking foul on the missed shot. It'll go against Butler, her first. Not as many fouls called here in the second half as we saw in the first, which wasn't a lot, but both teams did get into the bonus. Erica Harms will go to the line to shoot two. She has just the 1 point on one of two free throws shooting, and this one bounces in. Checking back in, Caitlin Long for Kearney Catholic. With 4:26 remaining in the game, 68-44 Stars. Don't forget NFL football about ready to kick off on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. Houston and Jacksonville, second free throw no good. Maddie Squires will pull down the rebound. Outlet it to Studi, and she lost her balance. There's trouble here in the backcourt. Stars might want to call timeout, and they'll get the timeout just as they grab the ball. Coach Neinmeier said they didn't even have possession of the ball, but a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic to save the possession. 4:15 to go in the game, and it's 68-45 Stars. We'll be back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Some hot shooting here tonight from both of these ball clubs as it's 68-45. Kearney Catholic. Now, again, on the other side of the bracket, you've got Grand Island Central Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran, Wood River, and Centura. So one of those teams is who Sandy Creek will play in a fifth-place game coming up on Saturday over at Grand Island Central Catholic. And I believe that game tips off around 10 o'clock. I'll have to double-check on that. Might be closer to noon for those fifth-place games. But that's when the girls of Sandy Creek will play as Kearney Catholic gets the ball. Smith tries to get it out to Butler. The ball tapped out of bounds by Hope Swoboda. And now checking in will be Anna Novacek, 5'10 junior, will check in. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in to Studi. 4 minutes to go, midway through the fourth quarter. Stars 68-45. They had a 23-point lead. It was cut down to 12, but Sandy Creek could get no closer, and now the Stars will turn it over for the 18th time. So it's been a typical opening night except for the amount of points. Would never have expected the amount of points that we've seen here tonight. 68-45. It was 43-25 at the half. Cougars ball against a man-to-man. Free throw line jumper Lowry. It's off the heel and down. Connor Lowry with a game-high 21 now for Sandy Creek. 68-47 as Studi runs into the trap across the timeline, throws over the top of it to Maddie Squires. On the low block, they get it to Long, trying to back her way in. And as she works hard, she ends up taking an extra step. Coming in will be Morgan Teal, the second Teal freshman. And Anna Squires will also check in with 3:21. To go here in the game. Pushing the ball up the floor here are the Cougars. Give it to Novacek on the right wing. Anna back up top to Erica Harms. Work the ball around the perimeter here with just over 3 minutes to go. Lowry right side guarded by Butler. Try to lob it inside. They do. Nice pass. Backside help. Harms can't make it. Good job by Smith to get in there and help out. Then Smith tried to save the ball, but it ends up in the hands of the Cougars, and a foul will be called. Sadie Swoboda grabbed the loose ball after all of that, and the foul will be called on Kearney Catholic's Morgan Teal. Fifth team foul, and the Cougars will throw it in underneath. Try to lob it up top. Mackenzie Smith tips it, but can't quite steal it. Lowry has it, lobs it on the right side. Jumper by Sadie Swoboda from nine, no good. Novacek with the offensive put back. It bounces off the rim, won't go. And the rebound, McKenna Butler rips it away. Long outlet pass up to Smith. She attacks the hoop and will be fouled going in. And Mackenzie will go to the line to shoot two and try and add her name to the scorebook tonight. The foul called on Hope Swoboda, her second. And Smith eyes the front of the rim, and it rattles around, no good. In now for both teams, we've got major substitutions. Here is Elena Bach in for Kearney Catholic, as is Jordan Stripe. Back in for Sandy Creek. Let's just give you the five on the floor. Connor Lowry, along with Krista Johnson, Morgan Dixon, Hope Swoboda, and Taylor Henrich. So the original starting five back out there with 2:39 to go for Sandy Creek. Second free throw, no good. And Dixon grabs her 10th rebound of the ball game. Sandy Creek looks like they'll have the leading rebounder and score, but the Stars will win the game. As running down the lane and throwing up the left-hander is Swoboda. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Up ahead to Bach. She stops on the left side of the key, kicks it back to Squires. Squires swings it over to the right side. Baseline strike, goes around the defender, drives and draws the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul is on Krista Johnson. And Jordan Stripe is 2 of 4 at the line, had all four of her points back in the second quarter. Again, a reminder, we have got St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus currently airing on 1230 KHAS. The boys' game underway there. And the free throw is up, and it is good. You can also hear that game on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the substitutions continue to roll in. Here's Kylie Heaton in for Sandy Creek, and Tiff Schwier back in. And now the second free throw coming up for Jordan Stride is on the way, and that didn't get there. So it'll be Sandy Creek basketball with 2:13 to go here in the contest. 69-47, Kearney Catholic. And they have done it by nailing 11 three-pointers. I've got them 11 out of 24 unofficially. We'll give you all the stats in the Misco Sports postgame show. 2 minutes to go. Sandy Creek ball, right wing with it is Hope Swoboda. Get it over the left wing to Schwier. Into the corner, they'll go to Heaton. Back up top for a three-pointer. That's on the way, too strong by Hope Swoboda. The ball loose, and Jordan Streit will come out of there with it. Then tied up, but the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Again, tomorrow night, we'll have the Kearney Catholic games here on Classic Hits against opponents. It'll be Norfolk Catholic for the girls and either a team from Australia or Parkview Christian for the Kearney Catholic boys. And on ESPN, we'll be bringing you the Kearney High games as they take on Bellevue West. Three-pointer on the way by Smith. It's no good. Ball ends up going out of bounds, and it'll be Sandy Creek basketball. Butler, Streit, Bach, Smith, and Morgenthaler on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Sandy Creek brings the ball up the floor with Hope Swoboda. They've got Heaton in there, along with Dixon, Henricks, and Schwier, who has it at the top of the circle. Working it around the perimeter, Kearney Catholic back to his zone. Bounce pass inside, beautiful bounce pass. Dixon makes the catch and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Morgan with 6 points. That was a great bounce pass from Swoboda up top. 69-49 as we play out the string here in our opening game of the year. Another three-pointer up and in for Kearney Catholic. And that makes it 72-49 with 49 seconds to go. And the ball is thrown out of bounds, and Sandy Creek will turn it over. Just the second time in the fourth quarter, but that's 28 in the game. Alyssa Brenforder comes in. Nova checks back in for Sandy Creek. Kearney Catholic with 45 seconds to go. On the high post to Butler. Bounce pass out of the wing to Streit. Jordan needs some help. Ball stolen away by Sadie Swoboda. And then a foul on Kearney Catholic, trying to get it back with McKenna Butler. 72-49 Stars. Once they get done with this first week of competition, the Sandy Creek girls will host Adams Central on Tuesday, and Kearney Catholic will be at Adams Central on Thursday. So Adams Central, here's scouting. Ball stolen away by Jordan Streit. We're down to 15 seconds to go, and then a soccer tackle in the backcourt because the feet got tangled up, and both went down, and got to call the foul there on Sadie Swoboda. But one foul shy of the bonus, so 15 seconds to go. As Kearney Catholic now just needs to throw it in and let the clock wind down, depending on what they want to do. Streit walks it across the timeline. Now picks the dribble up, goes to Smith with 6 seconds. Not looking to shoot, it doesn't look like. Over to Teal, and that will be your ball game. And on opening night, Kearney Catholic 72, Sandy Creek 49. We'll be back with all the numbers and a wrap-up of Game 1 on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports. And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location at Ord, traveling not only throughout the state of Nebraska, but to the same schools they have for decades, taking care of the Lou Platte Conference, taking care of the Twin Valley Conference, the Southern Conference, making sure you have the best equipment and materials and jerseys and uniforms to get through your seasons. They do the same for you, Misco's. They'll be better equipped for the games you play. Boys game will be coming up here between the Cougars and the Stars. 72-49, Kearney Catholic looks like they hit 12 three-pointers tonight, which is close to a school record. We'll give you all the numbers right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Let's take a look at the final numbers now for what I had for the Sandy Creek Lady Cougars. They had seven different players score tonight. They had the game's leading point and leading rebounder. Connor Lowry, 21 points. She hit 5 three-pointers tonight. She also had 2 rebounds and a block shot. Sadie Swoboda, 8 points, all in the first half, 1 rebound. Hope Swoboda had 2 points, 3 rebounds. Erica Harms, 2 points, a rebound and a block. Taylor Henricks, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Dixon, 6 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Addie Kuta had 2 points, and Anna Novacek had a rebound. 9 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half and 1 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 5 in the first, 3 of 5 in the second. Let's update that. That should be 3 of 6 in the second half of play. And turnovers, that was the problem for Sandy Creek after the first 4 minutes. It kind of blew up on them. They had 18 turnovers in the first half and 11 in the second half. The Cougars had a total of 25 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and they will finish with 49 points, 20 rebounds, 4 out of 9 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from three-point land, 2 block shots, 29 turnovers. The Cougars dropped the season opener. They'll play again Saturday over at Grand Island Central Catholic against either Central Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran, Centura, or Wood River. One of those teams will be their opponent. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, as just about everybody got into the score column tonight. 12 of the 15 girls that suited up. Michelle Mesbarger with 7 points, one rebound. Shayla Connor, 4 points, one rebound, and two blocks. Jordan Streit had 5 points and two rebounds. Allie Prasoski had a team-high 18 points. 15 of those were in the first half. She had four rebounds. Whitney Colling had 8 points, one rebound. Morgan Studi had 10 points, three rebounds and a block. Kylie Teal hit three threes for 9 points, a rebound, and a block. Elena Bach hit the final bucket. It was a three-pointer. Then you slide down to Maddie Squires. She had a three-point bucket, four rebounds and a block. Anna Squires had 2 points, four rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points, four rebounds. McKenna Butler, a rebound. And Caitlin Long ended up with 2 points and three rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half. And in the second half, 15 rebounds. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half, but just 3 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 6 of 15 in the first half and 6 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 11 in the second half. The Stars had 43 points at halftime. They put up 29 more in the second half. And Kearney Catholic finishes with 72 points, 29 rebounds, 8 of 19 from the free throw line, 12 of 26 from three-point land, 6 block shots and 20 turnovers. And the third-ranked Stars start this season with a 72-49 win over Sandy Creek. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco's. We'll take about a 15-minute break and then be back with the Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic boys, so keep it here.